going to do something to his neck. I'm going to lay it on.
Tommy, get his home.
Thank you.
He thinks it better, all right? He said it's awful. Very tenable. Let's do a Tommy thing. See?
You're right about business. Good business, man. You realize that. Your business, man. Probably like that time when he has a lot of government experience.
That talks back.
A lot of them like to take it to the Philippines. Philippines, you know, they want a political thing. They want to express your attitude.
He got so damn mad, though, about the Pioneer Airlines case, he didn't have it. You got your man Boyd in.
I have Senator Talmadge.
Herman.
Betty.
Herman.
Yes, sir.
You're not in bed yet, are you?
No, sir, Mr. President. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't blame you for going home. I'll tell you this, that if I could go home to a pretty girl like you every night, I'd just sure try to do it, but mine'd run off and left me.
Well, she'd be back. She won't be going long.
She's up in New York. She won't take her long to spend all the money she's got.
I know what you mean.
You know a W. Tapley Bennett from the state of Georgia?
Yes, he's a good boy.
Would you appoint him as ambassador to the Dominican Republic if you were governor and president?
I wouldn't hesitate one bit. Now, let me tell you a little about his background. I was in college with him, and I was head of the interfraternity council and had the votes to elect him editor of the Pandora over there. He's a quiet, retiring, unassuming sort of a boy. He's very brilliant. He was a Phi Beta Kappa. His daddy was a rough and rugged countryman, livestock man. He has character and integrity and ability. He'd handle the job well, in my judgment.
He will be appointed, my friend. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, sir.
I wish you'd give me a recommendation like that. I can't ever make Phi Beta Kappa, but if anybody ever calls you, you speak well of me.
Well, I don't know of any Phi Beta Kappas that have made president. So.
Well, if this is going to be made ambassador, I'll tell you that right now.
It has its limitations, but he's a good boy, and I don't think he'll ever do anything to cause you to be ashamed of your point.
Well, I won't. Give that Betty a hug for me, will you?
Well, indeed, Mr. President. We're looking forward to seeing you soon.
Well, I'm hoping you come down and have dinner with me some night pretty soon.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Waiting.